Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now on Mizvachim Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. In the middle of the Amud, Onein Pasul, this is continuing the discussion of the invalidating character of an avoda done by an Onein. Amar Rava, Loshanu Ela B'Korban Yachid. Rava makes the following claim. It says that if an Onein offers a korban, whether in Kabbalah or Halacha Zrika, it only invalidates it if it's a private korban. A korban sibur meratzeh. But it is accepted, b'diavad, if it's a public korban. Why? Kavachomer mitumah. Here's how he learns it. Ma tumah shalo drum yichalitz l'kohen gadol b'korban yachid. After all, a kohen gadol can never bring, no kohen, even a kohen gadol, could bring a korban yachid of any sort if he's tameh. Nevertheless, even a regular Kohen could bring a public Korban Betumah, that is, the Korban Pesach, if a majority of the Tzibur is Tameh, Korban Tameh. So Aninut, Shutra, Michal, it's a Kohen Gadol, Korban Yachid. So Aninut, which is Mutter to a Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol does not have a Din of Onein, and therefore even for a private Korban, it would be valid. And Odin, Shutra, it's a Kohen Hedyot, Korban Tzibur. So certainly a Kohen Hedyot, if he brought a Korban Tzibur as an Onein, it should be accepted Kal v'chomer from the Kohen Gadol. Now, the problem with this Kal v'chomer is it opens up an absolute Pandora's box. Matkif lo Rava bar Ahiloi, here's a challenge. And it's a series of challenges that really is a classic reductio ad absurdum. Lo tutar anin eitzel Kohen Gadol b'korban yachid mikal v'chomer. So now, based on that, I'm going to now forbid aninut for a Kohen Gadol with a korban yachid. As follows. Uma tumashutra eitzel Kohen Hedol b'tzibur. After all, a regular coin could bring a korban tzibur betuma, lo try it's a korban gadol b'korban yachid, but a korban gadol cannot bring a korban yachid betuma. Aninu shelo try it's a korban hedyot b'korban tzibur, aninu, which is never permitted to a korban hedyot, even for a public korban, and odin shelo tutar it's a korban gadol b'korban yachid, so certainly should not be permitted to a korban gadol for a korban yachid. And now flip it around, v'tutar tuma it's a korban gadol b'korban yachid mikal v'chomer. And now I'm going to also say, or alternatively say, that a Kohen Gadol could bring a Korban, could bring, in all these cases, may mean that B'diavad would be valid, but same problem, that a Kohen Gadol should be able to bring a Korban Yachid B'tumah, as follows. Aninut shelo hutar eitzel Kohen Hedyot B'Korban Tzibur, aninut which is not permitted to a regular Kohen, even for a Korban Tzibur, hutar eitzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yachid, but a Kohen Gadol can bring even a Korban Yachid B'aninut, too much hutra eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur and odin shehutra eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. So tuma, which a korban, which a kohen hedyot could do even for korban, for korban tzibur, certainly should be allowed for a kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Now, and flip it, v'lo tatar tuma eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. And now we're going to say that a public korban can never be brought b'tuma by a regular kohen. Mikal v'chomer, uma aninu chutra eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Lotra eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur, aninut, which is mutar for kohen gadol, even for korban yachid, is not mutar for kohen hedyot, even for public korban. Tumash lotra eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid, which is, of course, assuming one of the things we attacked, but these are all theoretical. And odin shalotutar b'kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. And so we've basically wiped out everything that we know about both aninut and about korban tzibur, and about the status of a kohen gadol, etc. It's all been wiped out. And so the conclusion of the Gemara, of course, is this won't work. Ela ikel mifachachiv, ikel mifachachiv, you could go in every one of these directions, and none of them will work, and therefore, kol chad v'chada, teku b'duchte. Everything stands as it is, and we do not use a kal v'chomer to extend it any further. And therefore, Rava's limud, which is that an onein bringing a korban, only applies to a korban yachid being invalid, but a korban tzibur would be valid, is shot down. We do not accept it. Okay, the next thing on our list is a tvul yom. Item number 3. We had a zar, an onein, and now a tvul yom. A tvul yom is somebody who has any sort of a tumah. They are on the last day of the tumah. They've already gone to the mikveh, and during the period between going to the mikveh and sunset, they're called a tvul yom. It is recognized as a Torah category, as a din d'oraita, of a lighter form of tumah. A tvul yom does avodah. It is pasul. Menalan, how do we know? The Tanya, Rabbi Sima Omer, Remez the Tful Yom, Shimavad Chilel Minayin. Where's an allusion to the fact that if he does Avodah, it is Pasul, Tamulamar, Kiroshim, Yiyu, Leiloyem, Veloy Chalalu. The Kohanim have to be Kiroshim, and they should not desecrate the Avodah. Now, what is that? Imeno inyan l'tamei d'nafik mivinazru. We already learned that mivinazru mikot shevene Israel, which pasuk number 2 on this page, but we dealt with it at the beginning of the perek, as really being about, this whole pshat is about avoiding doing avodah. And if you do it, it's mechulal. If you're tamei, therefore, in the tful yom, it must be the next reasonable thing, which is a tful yom, somebody who is at the minimal stages of tumah, really at the closing stages of tumah. So perhaps that's not the case. Ema tenu inyan the koreach korcha. Have to remember that a kohen is banned from all sorts of disfiguring things. Specifically, we dealt with this day in Makot, koreach korcha, making a bald spot, cutting his beard in certain places. So and that's mentioned right there in the psukim of kedoshim yuleloyam, moshchit pad zakan. So perhaps the cases that a kohen cuts himself a certain way and then he does avodah, then it's mechulal. Maybe this is not about a tful yom. The answer is tful yom de imavad b'mita. The answer is that we know that if a tful yom does avodah, it's b'mita. And where do we learn that from? In Alan to Gemar chilul chilul mitruma. We learn from here v'lo yichalu and umetuvo ki yichaluhu from truma. And therefore we know that this pasuk really is talking about a tful yom. The pasuk b'truma machil avodah, the pasuk b'truma lo machil avodah, and therefore the connection goes even further. Anybody who is not allowed to eat truma, such as a tful yom, if he does avodah, it's mechalel the avodah. If somebody who koreach korcha, the kohen violated a law by cutting his hair a certain way, he's still allowed to eat truma, and therefore his avodah is not mechulal. Now, Amar Rabba. Rabba has the following analysis: Lama lelichata rachmana tamei utful yom umechusar kipurim. Why does the Torah have to explicitly forbid a regular tamei and a tful yom, and mechusar kippurim, like a mitzora or a zav, who has done all of the tahara, has gone to the mikvah, night has fallen, but they haven't yet brought their korban on the eighth day? The answer is tzricha. You need all three of them to tell me that any one of them, the avodah is pasul. If does avodah is pasul. Deikata rachmana tamei, if the Torah just told me a tamei, I would say, sure, shekein matamei. Somebody who is tamei can make things other tamei by touching them. He can propagate it further. So therefore, it's chumrah. B'tful yom, I would say mechusar kippurim lo atiminei. So if the Torah only told me tful yom, I would not know that a mechusar kippurim is pasul. Shekein pasul b'truma. Because a tful yom is not allowed to eat truma, mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Mechusar kippurim tful yom lo atiminei. If I had mechusar kippurim, I would not know that a tful yom is pasul. Why? Shekein mechusar maaset. Mechusar kippurim has to bring his korban out. Tful yom just has to watch the clock tick off. Now, michadalo ati. So we can't get all three of them from any one. However, teite chadamitarte, maybe I could have two, and then the third one would be inferred from them. So now the question is, behelo lichto rachmana, which one do I want the Torah to omit? If I want the Torah to tell me tful yom and tamei are pasul, if they do avodah and mechusar kippurim, I could infer from those. I would say no, because a tful tamei and a tful yom are not allowed to eat truma. That's why the avodah is pasul, as I just postulated above. So I wouldn't know to apply it to mechusar kippurim. Ela lichto lo lichto rachmana b'tful yom. Let the Torah just write tamei and mechusar kippurim. V'teitim mehanach, and I'll get tful yom from those. To my parchat, how would you challenge it? And this is very difficult. Ma lahanach shekein mechusarim maaseh. You'd say that tamei and tful yom mechusar maaseh. Sof, klisha la tumatan. Nonetheless, Mechusar Kippurim has a weaker tumah because he's really totally tahor. He just has to bring a korban. Now, this is very difficult. Rashi has a different girsa here and says, ma la 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 le shuhu mechusar maaseh, and it says it only refers to the Mechusar Kippurim as opposed to the tamei. Tosfos Beinu Peretz has a challenge to that, and I have to look a little further into the issue to see exactly how it is that we say that that a tamei is considered mechusar maaseh now because he has to go to the mikvah, and on the other hand, earlier we said a mechusar kippurim is the only one who is mechusar maaseh, and we did not regard tefillah as a maaseh. In any case, the Gemara then goes, Kesav Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Gezav Dami. Rabba must hold that a Mechusar Kippurim is like the status that he had at the original point of Tumah. Meaning, a person is, let's say, a Zav. So while he's a Zav, he has a very serious Tumah, and Tumah Yotzit Migufo, so it's dealt with very seriously. Then he counts the Shiva Nakim, and then he goes to the mikvah, and then he's at Tful Yom, and then that night he's already Mugarav Shemesh, and the next day he's only Mechusar Kippurim. Rabbah holds that until he brings his korban, he still has the status of a zav, and therefore he is absolutely more chamur, and therefore Mechusar Kippurim could not itself teach you about Tful Yom, because Tful Yom is lighter. Now, Mechusar Kippurim zav kazav dami tanoi, that itself is a machloket, we think. Netanya, Srafa Onen Mechusar Kippurim. Let's say an Onen or Mechusar Kippurim burned the Paraduma. Did the avodah burning the Paraduma? Kshira, it's kosher. Yosef Abavli Omer Onen Kshira, Mechusar Kippurim Psula. He disagrees and says Mechusar Kippurim is Pasul. So it makes it sound like Yosef Abavli, we think, Maila Vakami Pagi Marsava Mechusar Kippurim Tazav Kazav Dami, that he holds Mechusar Kippurim is still as if he's fully Tamei, and therefore, because it says Vizah Tahor Ala Tamei. Therefore, all the avodah has to be done with somebody who's tahor, and therefore this Mechusar Kippurim invalidates it. Umar Savalav Kazav Dami, and Tanakama says, no, he's not a Zav, he's already done his Shiva Nakim, and his Tvila, and his Harav Shemesh, and therefore he's tahor. The answer is, lo, the Choleyama Kazav Dami. Everybody agrees that Mechusar Kippurim is Zav Kazav Dami, for general purposes. Vahacha Bahakami Palgi, the Machloket here is something a little bit different. And that is, the Pasuk says, Viza tahor ala tamei, michlal shehu tamei, meaning it's somebody who was tamei and became tahor. Imeno tful yom shekasher b'fara, and that teaches us that a tful yom is allowed to do the para. That's the famous mission in para where they would dafka, because the tztukim used to say that he can't be a tful yom, and therefore we would dafka have the kohen touch a sheretz, go to the mikveh, and that same day do the azar to challenge the tztukim. So therefore, since a tful yom was mutar, Mar Savar, this is Tanakama, says, Tuma Rechola Torah Kula. That means any kind of Tuma, a Tful Yom is kosher, a Tful Yom of any sort of Tuma in the Torah is kosher for the Para. Mar Savar Tuma de Hach Parsha. And Yosef Bavli says, no, it's only Tuma of that Parsha, which is Tumat Meit. Hilkach, what's the conclusion? Onein utful yom de tome sheretz tekili. So an onein or a tful yom of sheretz, let's say, or an avail or any other light tuma, atu bekavachom tful yom de mate. Therefore, we could infer from a tful yom de mate, somebody who's a tome mate, and third, seventh day he got hazah, and on the seventh day he went to the mikvah also, and now we're waiting for nightfall, so he could do the parat. So anybody who's less severe, like a tful yom of sheretz, you could learn from that. A Mechusar Kippurim de Zav de Chomer, but a Mechusar Kippurim of Zav, who is more serious, why? That he has Tumah that came originally from his body, as opposed to a Tomei Sheretz or Tomei Meit, who had Tumah that was an external source. Therefore, Yosef Bavli says that a Mechusar Kippurim of Zav or Metzar, Mechusar Kippurim are always somebody who had Tumah coming from them, Yoledet, Tumah coming from their body, therefore could not be inferred from it because the model case, the index case, is Tful Yom Demate, because that's the context, of course, of Para Aduma. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with item number 4 on our list, which is Mechusar Begadim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.